Yeah, it was good. It's always good to get against another team. Chip was great. Very good team to work with, work against. Very professional. We had a ton of snaps, special teams, offense, defense, a lot of situations. I thought it was a really good day for both teams.
What were you happiest with?
I don't think one thing stood out to me, John. I think that overall we had a lot of good work in a running game. Had some really good situational work, good passing game work. I mean, special teams, we worked punt and punt return. And we got a lot accomplished today, and I thought that was good.
Is there anything you did not do as well as you
want? Oh, there's always things. You know, you obviously in the passing game, you wish you were 100% completions or, you know, on defense, you know, not give up any big plays and things like that. But I think overall that's practice. That's what happens in training camp. You're gonna win some and lose some. But I think overall we had a good competitive day. I'm sorry, you got to repeat that, Mark. That DC-10 was in my ear.
Players on both sides of the ball, talking about how important it was to go up against another team.
Yeah.
Different sets, different things that you don't always see. Talk about.
Yeah, no question. It's important to, when you can go against a different team and you can see different schemes, different skill sets, different types of players. You know, you've been used to going against each other for 12 practices, however long it's been, and, you know, now you go in here and you switch it up, different tempo. You know, obviously Chip, how fast he runs their offense, that was good for our defense to see. Some of the things that we were able to give their defense, you know, some two-back formations, some things maybe they don't see a lot of. So I thought both sides really, really got a lot accomplished. Mid-90s, he was at... You know, I know he's at Johns Hopkins. I was at Brown. Then he was at New Hampshire. That's where we really first met. There were a lot of mutual friends on both staffs, and we used to talk football a lot together, things like that. And he's a great coach, very, very bright guy, has a very quick mind, good sense of humor, great relationships with his players, and he really understands the game. So anytime you can pair up with a team like that, you're going to get a lot of work done because – There's a lot of ideas, a lot of creativity that goes into planning that practice, and it was really good.
He says y'all are kindred spirits.
He's older than me, so he knows bigger words than I do. But I mean, we both grew up in the Northeast, so we have a lot in common that way. We believe in a similar type of football, smart players, guys that love the game. We both have really good coaching staffs. You know, he's got guys like Jerry Azzanero on his staff, Curtis Motkins, who I've worked with in the past. You know, obviously our staff is a very strong staff with the guys that we have. So we believe in similar things when it comes to football.
You know, could you talk about the continued progress of
Dennis? He's had a good training camp. He's really made progress every single day. He's a guy that he doesn't say much, but he brings a great work ethic to the field every day. And I've seen him get better and better every day. Look, those guys need to be able to take on blocks, get off blocks, and make plays. They need to do a good job in the passing game of putting pressure up the middle on the quarterback. They need to do their jobs. You know, they need to make sure that they're doing their job day in and day out, play in and play out. And I think those are the type of guys we have. We really have a bunch of lunch pail guys up front. With JJ out right now, a lot of those guys are getting a lot of opportunities to play a lot of football, and that's a good thing. Both those guys, for rookies, have made a lot of progress. It's not easy to come into this league as a rookie at a skill position, F tight end, running back, edge type of player like Tyler is, and it's hard to adapt. It's different. There's a lot more man coverage. Obviously, the skill set's a lot better than college. The schemes are harder to learn, and both those guys are smart, and they've done a good job of adapting. The key for them is to stay healthy so that they can be out here every day so that they can get better every day. You know, if you get a hamstring or a quad or something like that and you have to miss 2 or 3 weeks, a lot of times you take a step back, and that's tough for a rookie. So hopefully they can stay healthy and be out here all the time.
Can you update JD, Nick?
Yeah, JD's back at home. He's got a little soreness in the knee, nothing serious, but I felt like it was something where let's give him a few days here, be with our trainers back in Houston, and be ready to go for next week when we get back and New Orleans comes to town. and get some good practice sessions in there. Nick is dealing with a little back issue. Wanted to leave him home too, not sit on a plane for a few hours and be able to stay in Houston and rehab. And I think both those guys will be back next week. Yeah, no, I'm not concerned about. I really am not. I think that's football. You deal with neither one of these things are life-threatening injuries, so I think they'll be fine and ready to play next week. We're going to play him. You know, I don't know. You know, we try to think about that and put thought into that. They won't play the whole game, but they're going to play. You know, they need to, especially offensively, they need to be out there. There's a lot of new parts offensively. Let's see how they play in the game. So depending on how they play, that might have a lot to do with how long they play. Say that again. I think that's what you determine as the game goes on. You know, I think that our guys that are in there on the offensive line have really battled hard. Those guys, with the opportunities that they've had because of the fact that Dwayne and Newt have been out, Nick being out, you know, I think those guys have gotten better. Now, you know, on Sunday, if they're having trouble blocking them, then we got to take that into account. But, you know, I thought those guys held their own today, and, you know, we'll see how the game goes.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.